So let's bring in former Naval Intelligence Officer Captain Todd Sawhill. Captain, thank you for joining us. Help square for us the fact that we just heard Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying that this is about 2 to 4 weeks left, but yet reports of 10,000 more troops being sent to the region after we already know the 82nd Airborne on their way, and then, of course, that Marine 31st MEU is on its way.
So I think the movement of the ground forces and the enablers, and as you mentioned, particularly the Boxer and the Tripoli amphibious ready groups and the Marine Expedition Units, plus the elements of the 82nd, really center around making sure the president has maximum options should he decide the ground operations in any part of Iran are necessary. And before I just list off all the key islands, I don't necessarily want to focus on that because I don't want to telegraph what we may or may not do, because really that's at the decision-making level for the president and the secretary of defense. But beyond holding territory at risk, those forces could also be used for internal security in and around the bases in the region, as well as potentially raids for the nuclear material should president determine that's the only way to retrieve it, because we're currently at such loggerheads on the conditions for cessation between the U.S. and Iran. So ultimately, it's all about options as we continue to really set the conditions with rolling back the missile, drone, and air-to-ground forces that have been significantly degraded over the last 3 weeks.